So much. With that, we will go to item 35, Highway 1, 41st Avenue to Soquel Drive, Auxiliary Lanes and Bus on Shoulder Project Amendment to the Construction Cooperative Agreement with Caltrans for Cost Overruns, Cooperative Agreement with Soquel Creek Water District, and Amendment to the Professional Engineering Services Amendment with Mark Thomas for Design Services During Construction.
Thank you, Chair Brown. Sarah Christensen of your staff. And this item has quite a bit of meat to it, so I will give a high level and then dive into each one. But the main part of it is the amendment to the cooperative agreement with Caltrans for the construction component of the project, which includes adding $3 million requested by Caltrans for the construction support component, repurposing of funds that were previously for a prior segment of Highway 1 that were kind of left over that we're wanting to use for this project, and that will go to the construction capital component. And then lastly, adding funding from the Soquel Creek Water District, who we've been working with. We share a property line at the Chanticleer Bridge, and we've been working together on having kind of a consolidated fencing configuration. And so they offered to pay for the changes that they were proposing. So in order to accept the funds and use them for the project, we need to add them to the cooperative agreement. Secondly, we have a new agreement with the Soquel Creek Water District that allows us to accept the funds for the railing change, and a amendment to the professional engineering services agreement for continued design services during construction, and programming of additional Measure D highway corridor funds, which we request authorization to implement interprogram loans and to amend the fiscal year 24-25 budget accordingly. So the cooperative agreement amendment, the request by Caltrans came in, and there is an attachment two to the staff report, which includes a letter, a memorandum from Caltrans, which outlines the budgetary situation with the construction support component of the project. So they have estimated how much funding they need to complete the project. The project is expected to be complete in 2025. That information is all included in attachment two. I'm just going to get to the recommendation because I think I've covered everything. So we request the commission approve the attached resolution, which authorizes the executive director to negotiate and execute an amendment to the cooperative agreement, which encompasses the additional Measure D funds, the Soquel Creek Water District funds, and the federal earmark funds. Authorize repurposing of the federal earmark funds, authorizing the new agreement with the Water District, and authorizing the amendment to the professional services agreement with Mark Thomas in the amount of $134,588. Programming an additional $2,948,063 of Measure D Highway Corridors revenues to next fiscal year and the following fiscal year for the project. That will help pay for the cost overrun by Caltrans, and that's included in the attachment to the, Exhibit D to the staff report. And then authorizing the use of inter-program loans, which should be short-term if the need arises, to the Measure D Highway Corridors program to manage cash flow, and amending the budget accordingly. And that concludes my staff report.
Thank you.